Good morning. How are you? What a nice, beautiful, mellow Sunday, huh? Nice, beautiful music. Well, I am really so very happy to be here with you for this month. I'm so glad that Kevin decided he wanted to go far, far away so that I could be here and speak with you. And we're doing a month on relationship back in the day at at PCRS, where many of us know each other from. we were a diverse group, and yet we had a very strong demographic of young urban singles. And what young urban singles really want is relatedness and relationship. And so it was always fun for me to do a month on relationship because the room got really full. Now, what I know is that things have changed, and some of us are not as young as we used to be chronologically. And some of us who were once partnered are single, and some of us who were once single are partnered, and some of us are serial singles. Whatever, you know, there are 1,000 different permutations. I think we're all younger in spirit. I confess that I know much less about relationship than I ever used to know. And so that's a really good thing. You know, beginner's mind is a very good thing, even if you've been on the path for a long time. So I thought it would be interesting for me, and hopefully rewarding for you and for all of us, to catch up with myself on my current thinking about relationship and say some things that might get you thinking about where you are about relationship. So our topic today, as Sarah said, is born from love. And next week, we're going to talk about the big why. Have you ever said, why did it go like that? I have a talk for you. And then the week after that is entitled Fantasy, so come on down. And then the last week, we'll talk about living love as a path. So there is a song that is the guide for our theme this month. And it is written by Lisa Ferraro and Etika Luckett, who you may know because they've been in concert here. And on one of their CDs, they took Rumi poems and turned them into songs. And so this one song is called On the Way of Love, and that's the theme for our month, On the Way of Love, the journey to the heart, a journey to the heart of relationship. So the song goes like this. On the way of love, you must be very alive. A lifeless heart has nothing to sing. You must be very alive. So who's alive? The one whose soul is born from love, whose soul is born from love. Thunder will rumble from out of the heart. From the body, the soul will flash. Lightning strikes from a tumbling cloud. The meadow greets the storm of spring. So who's alive? The one whose soul is born from love, whose soul is born from love. In love, search for us. In us, search for this. Say that with me. In love, search for us. In us, search for this. And one more time. In love, search for us. In us, search for this. This month, I'm after a heaven and earth approach to the subject of love. In other words, the cosmic and the planetary, the divine and the human, the theory and the practice, the highs and the lows, because it's all that, isn't it? Isn't love all of that? The inner and the outer, what's glorious and wonderful about it and what's difficult, that's what I want to approach with you. And my encouragement to all of us this month is just to be alive with it. It's to be alive with the subject and the topic of love and relationship, no matter what it's been like for you, no matter what it is now, whether you're a survivor of the wars of love or you're a happy adventurer along the pathway, let us be alive with it, alive to the challenges, alive to the glory, to the mystery, to the beauty, to all of it. That's my intention for this month. So, what is love? So I've been listening to a class by Ariel Ford, who is a teacher about love and relationships. Some of you may know who she is. And in one of her classes, she was sharing some of her favorite quotations about love, so I want to share them with you. From 1 Corinthians, love is patient, love is kind, and envies no one. Love is not boastful nor rude, never selfish, never quick to take offense. Love keeps no score of wrongs, does not gloat over the mistakes of others, but delights in truth. It makes me wonder what I've been doing that I called love. I have blown it across the board on all of these. How about you? Yogananda. To describe love is very difficult for the same reason that words cannot fully describe the flavor of an orange. You have to taste the fruit to know its flavor, so with love. You have to taste the fruit to know its flavor, so with love. Here's one that's not attributed to anybody. Love is waking up to find the object of your affection in the dream that you were just having asleep on your shoulder. Love is waking up to find the object of your affection in the dream that you were just having asleep on your shoulder. That's nice. All my editorial comments. Shakespeare. Love is a smoke raised with the fume of sighs. Nicholas Sparks. Love is more than three words mumbled before bedtime. Love is sustained by action, by the pattern of devotion, and the things we do for each other every day. From Sam King, love is seeing an imperfect person perfectly. Here's another one. Love is the ability and the willingness to allow those you care for to be what they choose for themselves without any insistence that they satisfy you. I think I'll repeat that one. Love is the ability and the willingness to allow those you care for to be what they choose for themselves without any insistence that they satisfy you. That's tough. One of my personal favorites now from Woody Allen. I was nauseous and tingly all over. I was either in love or I had smallpox. And just to end on a higher note, from Stranger in a Strange Land, love is that condition whereby the happiness of another is essential to your own. Yeah. So these are all different ideas about love based on the individual looking and the window they're looking through. And I would say that love is not very easy to explain. Rumi, the great poet, said, "When I went to write about love, the nib of my pen broke. When I tried to explain love, I felt like a donkey floundering on a muddy path." And Kabir Hilminski, who's a translator of Rumi, said this. He said, "No one is a greater master of the knowledge of love than Rumi. No one has written more extensively or completely about it than he did, and yet he could not explain love. To explain anything, you need something more subtle and comprehensive with which to explain it. But love created this vast theater of existence in order to manifest and express its beauty. Love created this vast theater of existence in order to manifest and express its beauty. There is nothing more subtle or comprehensive with which to explain love, because love is the final explanation of everything." Love is the final explanation of everything. Love created this vast theater of existence. It is where we came from. It is where we're going to. It is why we're here, and it's what it's all about. And I offer that as spiritual grounding for our month. This universe was created by love, as love, for love. And I love Ernest Holmes' definition of love, which is the self-givingness of God to its creation. And I find that a very useful idea about love when I am trying to guide my own behavior. Because if I'm going to default to love, then I'm going to default to self-givingness, a givingness of myself. And so what I want to say to you from the song that is the theme is that you were born from love. And I'm talking beyond the activity of your parents that brought you into being. That you were born from love, from and as the self-givingness of God to creation. You have been brought forth, you are such a good idea, that you have been brought forth into this world carrying God's infinite nature into perfect expression. That's the opportunity for us. And so you and I were born as acts of the self-givingness of God. And as I like to say it, we're each a prayer, a high prayer with the highest acceptance. We're each a prayer spoken into this world. And the incredible possibility is that we might come here in and as and for being the self-givingness of God. Because truly you are that, born from the One. And the opportunity for us is to be the open portal through which love expresses. And what is love? Well, you figure it out. But I like to think of it as self-givingness. That we're here to actually let ourselves come forward fully in expression into the world. So you were born from love as an expression. And I'm focusing here as we begin our month, and then we can get into the relationship stuff a little bit later, is there's a really beautiful and important spiritual teaching that says, put God first. Actually, as the first commandment, it says, thou shalt have no other God before me. But I like to think of it as put God first. It's simpler. And what that means is when we want to get our life in order, we will put God first. And I would say that the best first activity of the day is our spiritual practice. And when I do that, the first moment of the day, well, my coffee's been fixed. When I haven't done that for a couple of days, I feel myself come into integrity. I come into integrity with that which birthed me and breathes me. And I get my spiritual, mental, and emotional household in order. When we have received money, our best first activity with money is to make a contribution or a tithe to that which spiritually feeds us. And I've had the experience of writing a tithe check and feeling myself come into integrity, because there's such a profound statement in that moment of writing that check. It's, this is an infinite universe, I have enough to give. And it is exactly that consciousness that begins to multiply in our life experience. And so what I'd like to suggest to us and have us think about for this month is that around love and relationship, the first best activity is not to focus on the love we have or the love we don't have, or the relationship we want and the one we don't want or don't have, however. It is to focus on the love that we are. It is to focus on our divine beingness as love, as born from love, as an innate quality of our being that is untransformable, unalterable, unchangeable. It has never been hurt or harmed or changed by anything that we have gone through, no matter what the pathway of love has been like for us. And so I really want to encourage you to spend this first week, I hope you'll join me for the 4 weeks, to spend this first week being love, but really realizing that you are the love of God. And so there's a breathing, a very simple breathing practice that you can do. And on the inhale, say, I am the love of God. Inhale, I am the love of God. On the exhale, God is the love I am. Okay, so breathe in, I am the love of God. Exhale, God is the love I am. Try that out loud. Can you breathe and speak at the same time? I don't know. Let's try it. Inhale, I am the love of God. Exhale, God is the love I am. Those kinds of breathing practices are so wonderful to get through just about anything. I am the love of God. God is the love I am. And we focus on this here because we try to live life from the outside in. And especially about love and relationship, we think if we just get that thing, that person, whatever it is, that experience, and bring it into our life, we'll be changed in some way. But what we know from science of mind is that life is lived from the inside out. And that you have to have a realization before you can have a revelation. You have to have a realization of a truth before you can have the revelation of it. Consciousness comes before form. Thought comes before thing. There must be the realization of the love that you are before there can be the revelation of the love that you have. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. It's principle. It's actually principle. And when we think about all of the many things that we do about love and relationship, what we don't usually do is just spend some time focusing on the love that we are. And this is what I would invite you to open up to this next week. So it is to take up the practice of being love that proceeds from the love that you are. And that primary realization is so important. You know, I actually learned this first around money. From the financial freedom class, the big revelation of the class is that God is the wealth that you are. And when we realize that truth of ourselves, then we can live better financially. We attract what is like that consciousness. And so we're here to realize that love is that which we are, born from love. That's us. And then to go about our life in that realization. To go about our life in that realization. This is what I offer to you this week. I will propose practices to you each week. So there's a really wonderful poem. I don't know if I have shared it here before, but I'll do it again anyway, if I have. It's called It Happens All the Time in Heaven. This is by Hafiz. It happens all the time in heaven, and someday it will begin to happen again on earth, that men and women who are married, and men and men who are lovers, and women and women who give each other light, often will get down on their knees, and while tenderly holding each other's hand and looking into each other's eyes, will say sincerely, "How can I be more loving to you? How can I be more kind?" It happens all the time in heaven, and someday it will begin to happen again on earth, that men and women who are married, and men and men who are lovers, and women and women who give each other light, often will get down on their knees, and while so tenderly looking into each other's eyes, will say sincerely, "How can I be more loving to you? How can I be more kind?" Now, I love that poem. Because not even just what it says, I love what it says, but what I love about it is where it comes from. It's a space of love, of openness, of humility, of willingness to say, "I may have blown it really badly in the past, but I am here. I am here to be this experience and this expression of love. How can I be more loving to you? How can I be more kind?" So take a breath. And you know, I don't know that there's anybody who feels like they have this path handled exactly. Anybody in the room? Because you know, love and relationship are a practice. And so it's never about the doing it perfectly. It's always about the willingness to be in the game, to be alive to it, to practice in the relationships that you have. If any of you are partnered, you might try that later today and get down on your knees and say, "How can I be more loving to you? How can I be more kind?" Your partner probably has all kinds of ideas for you about that. It's like, okay, I've been waiting for you to ask me that. And you know, on a weekend, when we are talking about freedom, and of course the 4th of July is about political freedom and independence and all of that kind of stuff, we have an opportunity to know really that our deepest, deepest freedom comes from living in alignment with our true being. That our deepest freedom comes out of living in alignment with the truth of who we are, that unalterable wholeness, that power and beauty and abundance and freedom and joy and all the other qualities of God, no matter what. Our true freedom lies in being able to stand in the truth of who we are, no matter what is sweeping around us. And so the practice this week is just to be in that truth of love. And I'll tell you that even if you feel like you fail at this, or you find yourself in a moment coming up against your obstructions and your limitations about love, that's still good. I love how Spirit works in my life. If I preach something, Spirit will require me to practice it. And so I got a call last night from somebody who used to be at Pacific Church many years ago, who was in a dreadful, dreadful time in his life. He doesn't live in the San Diego area anymore. He's in a really difficult time in his life, so difficult that I just don't know what to do besides know the spiritual truth. And so he was giving me the rundown of what's happening, and there are a few glimmers of good. And at the end of the call, he just said, "Would you just please call me sometimes?" And I met up with a limitation in me. I remember years ago, it was either Jack Kornfield or Ram Dass, they said, we're afraid to give to the homeless person on the corner because we're afraid we're going to have to take them home and have them live with us. And with this person, what came up for me is the fear that when this is why I don't call or haven't called, that if I engage, I'm going to have to be more responsible for him and he's going to ask me for more money. I've already given him money in the past. And what I ended up doing was eliminating the relationship at all, not reaching out, even though I know what a difficult state he is in, because I'm afraid of my own feelings about it. And so I don't know what I'm going to do, but I am going to call him. Because if I am love, then I will just be in the moment instead of thinking far down the line about what dreadful thing could happen. And I will just extend myself as love. And so what I want to invite you to do is just take up the practice this week. God is the love I am on the inhale. No, I am the love of God on the inhale. God is the love I am on the exhale. I am the love of God on the inhale. God is the love I am on the exhale. And just go about knowing that you are the very love of God. God is the love I am. And then see how that radiates from you. See what comes into your environment. Be alive to the process. It doesn't matter whether we succeed in every moment or fail in every moment. It's that we're alive to it. That we're extending beyond our fear and our limitations to be the living embodiment of love on the planet. And I'll just complete with another little Rumi poem. He says, what does he say? Hold on. Sometimes the first words escape me. There it is. Come, come, whoever you are, wanderer, worshiper, lover of leaving, ours is not a caravan of despair. Though you've broken your vows 1,000 times, come, come again. Come, come, whoever you are, wanderer, worshiper, lover of leaving, ours is not a caravan of despair. Though you've broken your vows 1,000 times, come, come again. What counts is that we're alive to the process. All right, I invite you to close your eyes. So take a nice deep breath with me. Just knowing I am the love of God. God is the love I am. So I'm so grateful to be here with everyone. I know that we're here in the presence of the one power, the one presence, the one mind, the one life. I know that at the essence and the center of all that is, there is only love, the self-givingness of God to creation. Each and everything born as an act of self-givingness into expression, and that includes each one of us here. And so I accept that we are on a journey to the heart of relationship and that we start today by putting God first. Putting God first at the center of our own being, knowing nothing else but the divine truth of who and what we are as love. And there's really nothing to effort at or struggle with here. There's just the realization of the truth of who you are. And out of that, all kinds of things flow. So let us be alive to it. Let us be love as we can. Let us be loving. Bring ourselves forward past limits and limitations and obstructions to extend, to allow, to be. So I accept something wonderful for each one of us this week as we celebrate true freedom, the freedom to be exactly who and what we are, a divine idea, a prayer of love spoken into the world, God's highest idea, that its self-givingness might be expressed. And so I simply give thanks for this, and I release this word. I know it is done, and together we say, and so it is. Amen. Amen.